531.
Time for hashtag trending, looking at what's trending in the big wide world of social media amongst our Pacific community, and it's all about the beauty pageant this morning, Mabel.
Yes, and we're taking it to Samoa this morning. Obviously, the end of the Te Wila Festival over the weekend, and ending with the Miss Samoa pageant, as it does every year. And this year, can I announce the winner?
Of course you can.
Miss Samoa New Zealand, Whonui Whafo Nancy McFarlane Selmanu, took up the crown this year. We had Whono in earlier on this year when she won Miss Samoa New Zealand, and what a beautiful young woman who's doing amazing things in the community. She won Best Talent and Best Interview. I'm just going to play a little bit of her talent. Guess what she did?
What?
She performed a little snippet of Selena.
Oh, her last okay. Name,
the singer.
The singer?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yes.
So I'll play a little snippet so you can have a little listen. Man, is there anything this girl can't do?
Wow. A very powerful, beautiful singing voice to go along with her other great skills in that. Congratulations. Well done.
I know. It's amazing. And she'll be representing Samoa at the Miss Pacific Islands pageant later on this year at PNG.
Mm.
First runner-up was Miss Samoa New South Wales Fetui Tuetue. I think I said that right.
Okay.
But do you know what? I heard that all the contestants were from overseas this year. Only one local girl was in the pageant.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And
with all our Samoan girls, man.
Well, and in terms of support in that, because usually you can see quite a few nasty comments or a bit of backlash in there, but generally positive responses to her win.
I didn't see any of the Miss Heilala comments.
Okay.
In this year's pageant.
I wasn't referencing Miss Heilala, but
thank you, Samoa, for showing us how it's done properly and having just a normal pageant, you know, and not having any drama.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mabel.